Coaches, here's everything you need to know for the mixing board exercise. To set the table, in order to be your best, you need to show up your best. Leaders are constantly working to find what it takes to show up their best. We call that a person's sweet spot. And one sweet spot is when they have found a high performance balance between energy and focus. Players with great energy but no focus lack the engagement and mental clarity needed to be successful. Players with great focus but no energy lack the enthusiasm and spirit to be great. When you're able to combine both, and more importantly, take control of the levels for both, it allows you to turn them up and down at opportune moments. During the mixing board exercise, your players will learn the skill to adjust the volumes of their energy and focus to create the perfect balance between the two. Now let's jump into the lesson plan. Two of the common sound settings in our cars are the bass and the treble. Bass is used to produce the energy of a song. When the bass is up, the song has an energy, a vibration, a bump to it. It gets you moving, it gets you nodding your head, it gets you dancing. It's the life of the song. Treble is used to enhance the clarity of the song. When the treble is up, the song becomes crystal clear. You're able to hear every lyric, every instrument with incredible clarity. The song has a sharpness and a precision to it. If you listen to a song with all bass and no treble, there will be energy but no clarity. If you listen to a song with all treble and no bass, there will be a clarity but no energy. Are you following me? As athletes, if we play with all bass and no treble, we'll have incredible energy, but we won't be very sharp. On the flip side, if we play with all treble and no bass, we'll be very sharp, but won't have the energy and enthusiasm to perform at a high level. The best music has the perfect levels of bass and treble. Our performance is best when we have the perfect levels in place. So let's work on managing our mixing boards so we can produce the best music, i.e. performance. Have each player draw what would look like a DJ's mixing board. You can reference the exercise logo. On one side will be the treble, i.e. the focus, and on the other side will be the bass, i.e. the energy. We want the players to understand the consequences if our mixing board was all of one and none of the other. So have each player list out 5 negative things if our team were to show up with all bass and no treble, as well as 5 negative things if we showed up with all treble and no bass. Here are a few examples. Now keep in mind, your examples will be specific to your sport, but for general sake, if you were to go all bass, no treble, you may have things like this occur. Your team may make reckless passes. They may get out of position from over-pursuing. You'll find they'll make mental mistakes. They may forget assignments. They may take unnecessary gambles or risk because their energy drove them to do it. See, it's interesting. Most players feel the need to get hyped before games, and they believe more hyped, the better. And that's often not the case. Now, on the flip side, all treble, no bass may produce things like this. There may be a lack of hustle, an element of laziness to the team. The opponents may be getting to all the loose balls before we do. There could be a quiet bench or a lack of communication on the court or on the field. It's great to be sharp, but not at the sacrifice of our energy. Discuss the list from the players. Have a conversation around them. We want the players to recognize going all in on one and ignoring the other truly does have consequences. And this will lead us to recognizing the need to find the balance between the two. Now ask the players to share which side do they naturally lean more towards. Are they personally more bass, or do they find themselves being more treble? Engage the players for discussion. Allow them to share which ones they lean more towards. Allow them to discuss and debate with each other if they think a player is one way more than the other. Allow it to stimulate conversation. And now that players recognize where they lean, This will help them know which area they need to focus on. Awareness is key in this exercise. Knowing where you are will help you know where you need to go. For example, does the player who always brings the energy, does that person need to listen to hype music before a game? Do they need to be told to bring the energy? Probably not. That may give the player, in fact, too much bass. Would that player possibly be better off listening to music that allows them to slow down and lock in, knowing the energy will be there once they step on the field or the court because it always is? Allowing that example will remind our players that they need to adjust accordingly based on which way they lean in order to get to that sweet spot rather than being all of one or all of the other. Now, take this concept to practice. This will take place over the next few practices, allowing the players to get a grasp and understanding of it. Use the language of the mixing board to guide parts of your practice. Certain drills or portions of the practice communicate out to the team, hey, I want heavy bass in this exercise. And then later maybe ask for high levels of treble in a different exercise. Give the players the opportunity to practice adjusting their volumes and seeing firsthand volumes go up and down in real time. That'll remind them that we have the power to control the volumes when we need to, based on the team, based on the moment. Players who have a control of their own mixing board can adjust the volumes accordingly to reach peak performance. And those are the leaders who demonstrate a maturity in their position. People marvel at their willingness and ability to always be where they need to be. So this week and ongoing, make perfect music. Find that balance. Coaches, have fun and lead them up.